It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Hello, praise the Lord, and welcome to Jesus is the Answer. This is Pastor Peter. I'm going to pray for you and your needs. And I believe that our God is going to supply all our needs according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Let me give the number to call. The number to call is area code 215-342-3759. That number again is area code 215-342-3759. This number is good for local people as well as out of country. So please call. Do not wait until the program is over. I'm here to take your calls, and I want to pray for you and your needs. We are studying healings and miracles. Philip goes to Samaria, and God did so many healings and miracles through him. We can read this in Book of Acts, chapter 8, verses 3 to 13. Saul was harassing Christians, so the Christians scatter everywhere. And the Word of God says, wherever they went, they were preaching the Word of God. Philip was one of the deacons chosen by apostles. There were seven were chosen to minister to people serving the food. But when persecution came, everyone scattered from Jerusalem. Only apostles were staying in Jerusalem. According to the Word of God, Book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8, after the receiving the Holy Spirit, all believers and disciples were supposed to start the ministry in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. But they were not going anywhere, just sitting in Jerusalem for a long time. And when the persecution came, and the Word of God says, Acts chapter 8 verse 5, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spoke, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits, crying with a loud voice, came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame were healed. And there was a great joy in that city. You can see, when Philip went to Samaria and preached the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, God changed the whole city, and whole city came to Jesus Christ. And the Word of God says there was a great joy in that city. It was not easy for Philip to go to that city. You know why? Because there was a man called Simon. He was a sorcerer, and he was doing all kinds of evil things in that city. And many people were scared, and many people were giving a lot of respect to this man. They were thinking he is the greatest man of God. But actually he was not doing anything by the real power of God. He was using the demon power. But when Philip goes there, preaches the Lord Jesus Christ, and people, when they heard Philip, they gave their hearts to Jesus Christ. They repented for their sins, and God healed them, delivered them, and set them free. Even the evil spirits, unclean spirits, were crying with a loud voice, and the Word of God said they came out of many that were possessed. That means many people were possessed by demon. Many people were sick and afflicted. and there was no joy in that city. That means city was in horrible state. But thank God for Philip. He took the courage to go to that city. He was not afraid of demons or Simon, and God used him mightily. And Simon was not able to oppose Philip or say anything against him, because he was surprised. When he saw the miracles, he was not able to do any miracles like Philip, because devil cannot do anything good. Devil only can destroy. St. John chapter 10 verse 10 says, enemy, the devil, comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Jesus says, I have come to give you life and more abundant life. You can see that result in Samaria. Devil was destroying and killing and making people sick and depressed. But when the message of Jesus Christ came to this city, people got healed, delivered, set free, and the joy of salvation came to the great city. And this man also repented of his sins and gave his life to Jesus Christ. And all of these people were baptized. And this news went to Jerusalem, that many people were baptized in Samaria. And so Peter and John comes to the city, and they laid hands on these people, and many people received the Holy Spirit. When you have the Spirit of God, you are not afraid of anyone or anything. That's why God has given us this mighty power of God. There was a one state in India. One minister was working there for 10 to 12 years and no fruits. So he wrote me a letter. He said, I want someone to come and do the Lord's work here. I prayed, Lord, take me there. And God took me there. God used me mightily. People start inviting me in the Hindu temples and Muslim mosques for healings and miracles. And God did signs and wonders and miracles. And I was not afraid of anyone, because I have the calling of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ has called me with a definite high calling. Look at Philip. He was just ordinary person like you and me. But he was not afraid of sorcery, demonic influence, or even the Simon. He went there with the power of God, and God used him. Same God can use you for his glory. You have to give your life to him. Once you give your life to Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ comes to dwell in you, and all the demonic forces will go out of your life. Sickness, disease, and all kinds of problems will go out of your life, and you will have victory in the name of Jesus. Once you have the blood of Jesus Christ and the name of Jesus Christ for you or with you, you can resist the enemy, and the word of God says he will flee from you. Devil has no power over the Christian believers. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 4 we read, the God of this world has blinded the minds of unbelievers. See, God of this world is the devil. Devil cannot blind us or blind our minds. He can only blind the minds of unbelievers. That's why the devil works among the heathens. Once you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he gives you power over the demonic forces, and you can live victorious life. If you never gave your heart to Jesus Christ, this is your golden opportunity. Why don't you call upon Jesus? Say, Jesus, please come into my heart. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Please forgive all my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. Lord Jesus, set me free. Give me your eternal life, and let me live for your glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Now you are a child of God. Jesus Christ lives in you. Devil has no authority over you. Now you can resist the devil and he will flee from you. If you have any sickness, disease, or your loved ones, now you have authority. As a child of God, you can call upon God and say, Abba, Father, and he will listen to you. I will join my faith with yours, and we will pray together, and God will hear our prayers. Shall we pray? Touch your body or touch someone, and let's pray together. And I believe that God will do miracles. If you believe, pray with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you. You are a great God. You are a miracle-working God. You did signs and wonders and miracles through Philip. Same God is here. Give us grace to glorify your name. Lord Jesus, I believe there is nothing impossible with God. Let each and every person who is listening to my voice believe that Jesus Christ has the power to heal, deliver, and set free. Without you, we cannot do anything. Please touch each and every one of us. Let us see the miracle hand of God in our lives. If anyone right now listening to my voice, having sickness, disease, or even demon possess, we rebuke the demonic forces coming against these people and let them see the miracle hand of God in their lives and let their life shine for the glory of God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I believe God heard our prayer. Just start doing the things which you were not able to do before. Go for checkup or tell someone what God has done. God has started a good work and he is going to complete it. There is nothing impossible with God.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.